It's Drew Garabo Live.
Off the SBK playlist.
What you know about this? Bum stickity bum stickity bum bum. A rat tat 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 bum. When I can feed fire, bone diddly bum. Here I come, so be no piper. I'm hyping up Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a supercalifragilistic tic tac toe. I get the oopsie daisy, crazy with the crazy, crazy with the books. Googly boo, where's my gravy? So one, two, buckle my, shoe, yabba doo, hibbity hoo, snatch a goose, a drink a drink.
Smell my feet, get my dippity, drop the hit. The books get on your walk, and it's fuck that old censorship. Rats and double dresses, swiggity smack some wins, kids.
The biggity weedy Brooklyn boy's about to get hit. My waistbone's connected to my thigh bone, my hip bone's connected to my thigh bone, my thigh bone's connected to my knee bone, my knee bone's connected to my hearty, ha ha ha.
The jibbity jabber, Georgia jabbing at your funny bone. Skip the whole routine, I'd rather have my
honey. Straight out the sewer.
Dun 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 dun.
Dots effects.
Oh, I thought it was Fushnikins.
No, very similar. But
Fushnikins kind of bit their style.
They did a little bit,
but not Shaq Fu.
No, just Pac Fu and Mach Fu. What is that? Dots effects was Drez and Scoobs or something like that.
And a daffodil song back up. I don't remember.
They're related to somebody in the rap games.
They were with the whole EPMD.
That's right. And Del the Funky Homo Sapien is Ice Cube's cousin.
Yes.
727-579-1025. We've got Killa Kevin here. He is paying off his Super Bowl bet. Bet Seth Kush, of course, that the Falcons would beat the Patriots. Had Seth lost, he would have consumed a booger today. He doesn't have to. Now SBK will accompany Promo John, or John Senning, as we call him, or Dog Bite John, whatever you prefer.
Oh, man.
And he will go to the sales row and ask those guys some questions. And,
yeah, I think he wants to make it awkward, but I also think that he might start a collection to try to send John to the hospital.
Yeah, I'm going to try to collect some funds. Yeah,
That's a damn fine idea.
For pizza.
That is.
Are you getting pizza?
Yeah, the Hungry House is coming by. Because they brought Stiffy pizza.
Yeah, I'm getting trolled by the Stiffy guy now.
He's not trolling. He's a real guy.
I don't know.
And so they said they're going to bring us some.
I know. Drew didn't think that Stiffy from Wild was a real guy back when we worked on the Morning X. And then I think either Stiffy called in or he tweeted Drew to prove that he's real.
He did. I wouldn't believe that he was Stiffy. I was like, oh, yeah, Stiffy Stiffington, you know.
I thought
he was fake. But it turns out, I guess he's real.
He's very real.
But Buckwheat's not real.
Stiffy just tweeted and said Buckwheat happens to not be there today, but he does exist.
I'm Buckwheat. All right? I just took that.
DJ Eakin, he knows Buckwheat. He can prove Buckwheat's a real person.
Eakin's not real either.
Eakin knows everybody. So while we're waiting for that, you sent me that story about the longest that anyone's gone without consummating their marriage. This is a crazy, crazy thing. What do you think the longest is? Someone listening right now. Like, they got married. They didn't get it in on their wedding night because that's a tough day.
The next night. No one's waiting longer than a day.
Well, I guarantee you we have people who have gone longer than a week.
How?
Just some things happen. What if she's riding the cotton pony?
Okay, maybe, but a whole week?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. There's no excuse.
Oh. All right, thank you.
That's working.
Pay a lot of money for this win.
So we want to know the longest time that you have waited to consummate your wedding, to get it in, if you will. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Kevin does look like a real juggalo now.
Dude, when he's got that hoodie with the hat on, the hood part on, he looks exactly like a real juggalo.
Oh, he's going hoodie now.
Like, I would see him and I would go, whoop, whoop. Look at John, though. He looks terrible. He looks like
I wish I had a hatchet.
He's going to die.
I don't feel like I'm in character.
You got something better. You got a dude with rabies right next to you. That's dangerous. Very,
get down.
Very dangerous.
I'm going to put a little Faygo on that wound. Who are we going to?
All right.
Where are we going?
This is going to be good.
Let's go to that one sales rep I don't like.
So we've got Kevin and John.
Yeah, it looks like Bone TV is down for the moment.
Of course.
Let's see what Keith's doing here.
Keith's our big boss in the building.
$1 million deals in there?
Probably.
No, he's pacing in his office. I'm not. Well,
no. I don't want none of that action. No.
Not a good sign.
Okay.
Let's go. I'm turning down the first row of sales row. Let's see who we see. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see who's down with the clown. Who's down? Let's see. Oh, man, nobody here. I was looking for Richard.
Yeah, me too.
Or Sarah.
Yeah, good luck.
It's 4:43. Do you think everybody went home by now?
Probably.
They all bounce, man.
Yeah, they get out of here early. I mean, we like them. They work hard, but.
Maybe you just do a woot woot in the sales department and see if anybody pokes their head up.
Yeah, see if anybody woot woots back.
Woot woot. Can I get a woot woot? Well. Where your Faygo drinkers at?
There's nobody around.
Nobody. I'm in the second row. Now I'm headed for the third row.
Good Lord.
Let's see what's going on here. All right. Oh, no. Nobody's here.
Did we have a half day today?
Dude, it's a ghost town. Oh. Hey, what's up? Whoop, whoop. You down with the clown? I got Tom here.
What do you want from me?
Are you down with the clowns?
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm trying to get you into the Juggalo family.
What is that?
What is that? You don't know what that is? How do you work here? Listen,
Tommy,
see
D.
This guy right here? This is Promo John. He got bit by a dog today.
Oh, you think
he should go to the doctor?
Certainly. But bite him back first. You remind me of Steve Bannon. Why are you dressed like that?
He said I look like Steve Bannon. Okay, we got to keep it moving now. This is not going well at all.
By the way, Tommy D, man, one of the hardest workers in the building. I see this guy. He's here until like 7 o'clock every night.
Yeah, Tommy D does put in work. That's for sure.
I think we have a new sales rep here.
Uh-oh. Is it the blonde
whoop, whoop.
Lady?
Can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
Yeah, it is. What's your name?
Deanne.
Deanne, welcome to Cox Media Group. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I am, who am I? I'm Killer Kevin. Yes, yes, yes. It's in your best interest to sell as much Killer Kevin as possible. Now, are you down the clown? Are you down with the Juggalos?
I'm sure I will be.
Okay, she's down with the Juggalos. Now, hey, now this guy, he got bit by a dog. You think we've told him to not worry about it? You think he should go to the doctor?
Yeah. I mean, did you know the dog?
No.
You didn't know the dog? No. I would go to the doctor.
It's a junkyard dog.
I would go to the doctor.
She definitely suggests.
She's an alarmist.
All right.
Can we borrow her insurance card?
Can we borrow your insurance card? Do you have it yet?
No, I don't. Yeah, why don't you lend him yours?
No, well, we're trying to collect some funds. If you have any cash on you, we're going to send them to the... He has no insurance. And he hates Obama, so it's going to be trouble. Okay, we're going to let you get back to your work now. All right. All right. Did she give us a woot-woot or what?
I think she did. Yeah.
She did give us a woot-woot.
Yeah, it was all fun and games until you wanted her insurance card.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, pretty stiff back here. Pretty stiff.
That's for sure.
Everybody, let's see. Who do we have here? Well, I'm on the third row. Man, this place is a ghost town. Yep.
I mean, if I was in sales and I heard that you were coming, I would leave early.
Yeah, I would have probably dubbed it.
Hey, can I get a woot woot?
Woot woot.
All right, what's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, are you down with the clowns?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and just taking a little poll of the sales force. Okay, John got bit by a dog at a junkyard today. We told him not to go to the doctor. What do you think?
I don't think he got bit by a dog at the junkyard.
No, he did. This is the truth. You're live on the radio.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Yeah, I think he should definitely go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about clowns?
They're scary.
Okay, and what's your favorite brand? What's your favorite flavor of Faygo soda? You don't drink Faygo soda. What are you, a hippie? She doesn't drink Faygo. All right. Then I have no more business with her. Thank you. All right.
We found a grand total of 3 salespeople so far working.
Not bad.
And two of them are brand new.
That's right. The newbies. Yeah. All right.
Got Tom.
Anybody? Oh, the offices. He's by the offices now. The heavy hitters.
Oh, man.
And the only reason why Tom's here is because he's got a bum leg. We got this guy. What's up, man? How you doing? All right. Now, this guy looks like he, when he's not here, he's a juggalo.
Who is that? Not a juggalo.
You're not a juggalo?
Juggalo.
Who are you?
I'm Chris. I just started.
Oh, welcome.
Ask him if he knows who you
are. This place?
I'm actually from this area. I'm just moved back in town, so
okay.
I'm about 3 months now.
Have you ever heard of Soul Brother Kevin?
No.
Exactly. Later, bum. No, seriously. What do you think about clowns?
I'm not a fan of Insane Clown Posse. That's just my personal opinion.
What?
Yeah, I don't shop at Hot Topic either, so I don't know.
What do you think of Tom Brady?
Not a sports fan either.
What are you a fan of?
I mean, you want to talk about music, we can start talking about Metallica.
Oh,
you're a music guy. Okay.
Yeah. Tell him to go over to 98 Rock.
Well, good luck. Welcome here, man. Welcome. All right. Okay. I'm so worth the Kevin, by the way. All right. Make sure you sell me
Metallica.
My rate's the same as these other guys. I'm trying to get a discount deal or anything.
Killer Kevin.
You're down with the clown. Now this guy's down with the clown.
Whoop whoop.
Can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
All right, see, I'm getting a whoop whoop now. What's going on, man? You're not down with the clown?
I'm no juggalo.
Okay, there's no juggalos here. Okay, Jason Meter is running. He's running.
Oh, Meter's
going
the
to
best.
See Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Meter's running from me.
I talk to Meter in the bathroom every day. We're having a full-on conversation in there.
Yep.
Man, he blows it up, doesn't he? Hey, is he in here? We wanted to talk to you about your love of Insane Clown Posse. I did this for you, Jason.
Here's Jason.
I'm scared of clowns.
Really?
Well, mostly just you.
I'm the most serious clown you'll ever meet.
You don't look serious.
Very serious. What
seriously scary.
What do you think about Tom Brady? You've been trolling me in the hallways for weeks.
Tom Brady?
Yeah, what do you think?
He's the GOAT.
We're done here. We're done here. Just a bunch of Patriot sympathizers.
Rise up.
Every day I get something from this guy.
Rise
like, go
up.
Patriots.
Rise up.
All right, what do we got here? You want to get Keith? Oh, okay, here's... We got Brennan and Keith.
Oh, right?
man, our two bosses.
And Mary Lou.
Our boss and our boss.
This is the
boss.
Big payoff right here.
Here it is.
Whoa. Come on, no, don't run. Mary Lou's running from me. Can I get a... Okay, I got John Brennan here. Can I get a whoop-whoop?
Whoop-whoop.
See, he supports it. Whoop-whoop. Keith, what's up, man?
Whoop-whoop.
What do you think of Tom Brady?
I think he's impressive.
Okay. What do you think about the sales rep that didn't know who Soul Brother Kevin was? Did you?
Are you insane, Soul Brother?
No, I'm Killer Kevin. Okay. Yeah, I lost the bet because I bet against Tom Brady, which I've learned. I've lost 3 bets against Tom Brady now. I had to eat his crotch last week. You approve of that?
Yeah, no, I don't.
You don't? He doesn't approve of that. Merlu, can I get a woo-woo?
Woo-woo.
What do you think about clowns?
They scare me.
Okay, everybody's afraid of clowns. Tom Brady.
He did a good job. I wasn't for him. I was for Atlanta.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Boo.
Can I wash this makeup off now?
Yes. Yeah. You're all good.
Okay. Yeah, you're good. You can come on back.
Okay,
good job,
John Brennan's giving me a thumbs down.
Oh,
okay. What's that mean?
That was good.
Is that bad?
That was our big boss, Keith, and our program director. So that was the big payoff right there.
That was a good payoff. Wash your face off and come on back, Kevin.
Keith did not recognize me. He called me Mo. So that's not a good sign at all.
All right, we'll see you when you get
fellas.
Back here.
Great job, man.
Good job, Kevin. Great job.
Congratulations.
Great job. Killer Kevin, everybody. Hi, Drew Garabo Live. Who's this? Thank you. Hello, it's Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. What's up?
How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. What can we do for you today?
Listen, I was calling because I heard you talking about the sex club that you go to.
Yes. I've been known to go to the sex club locally. Oh.
Are you looking for a third person to go with you?
Hello.
Well,
Hey, hi, Seth.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so well now that you've called.
Good. Are you on speakerphone?
I'm not. I'm pulling clothes out of the dryer.
Pulling clothes out of the dryer.
That's hot.
That's super hot. You what kind of dryer sheets do you use?
Ugh.
Not Publix brand.
Yeah. Sorry, I gotta have standards.
By the way, do you find dryer sheets all over the house? Because I do, and Phoebe doesn't seem to care.
Seth, I find them outside the house. I don't know how they're getting there. There are dryer sheets literally everywhere.
I'm not a fan. Is there anything else other than dryer sheets?
Okay, can we just please? Okay, we're really diluting the message. So, Jamie, you would like to nominate yourself to go to the sex club with my very sexy girlfriend and myself?
I would. I would like to throw my hat into the ring.
What kind of hat might that be? Derby,
mm-hmm.
Beret,
yes.
Fedora, chapeau. How old of a lady might you be?
Ooh, let's guess.
Okay, hold on. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Seth, what's your guess?
I'm going with 31.
Oh man, that's what I was gonna say. I'll go 28. Dogbite John, what do you think?
I'm gonna go 42.
Oh, ouch! Ouch! Sorry, Jamie. And how old are you?
I'm 31.
Yeah. Seth Cook. Nailed it. All day, Seth
Cook. And John is a jerk.
Yes, he is. You're right.
I am suffering from rabies. I apologize.
So, okay, 31 years old. Mm-hmm. If you had to say you look like a celebrity, and you do, what celebrity would you say that you look like?
Oh, God. That's a hard question.
Exactly.
I don't know. I can describe myself. I don't know
okay.
what celebrity
sure,
I
yeah, no, no. Go ahead. Please describe yourself very slowly and seductively.
Okay. So I'm 5'3". I have triple D boobs.
Triple.
I have long dark hair.
I'm sorry. Did you say there might be something wrong with the phone line, or I might have gotten bit by a dog as well? Did you say triple D boobs?
Well, that's what I squeeze into. Yeah.
So you're a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah, but I refuse to order my bras online, so
me too.
I make the best of it.
Me too.
Look, I drew her for you, Drew.
Hold on, let me see.
There you go. That's what she looks like.
You're super cute. Wow, that is you are absolutely adorable. That is so cute. I love
And John, what do you think about my artwork?
I love your figure.
I envision her boobs being bigger than that.
They probably are.
Okay, so 31, 5'3", triple D boobies. What about this sex club sounds appealing to you if you were to attend with my girlfriend and myself?
Well, it's just something I've never done before. I've never even been in a strip club. And I've never been with a girl. And yeah, there's a first time for everything, so I think it'd be fun.
Wait, Jamie, you want to hook up with Drew and his girlfriend, or you just want to go there with them?
Oh, is that not part of it?
No, it could be part of it. We just to make sure we've got all our cards on the table.
I was like, I'm out if that's the case.
You're out if what's the case? If you can't hook up with us or if you can?
Yeah, if I can't.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that the point?
That is the point.
How long have you lusted for Drew Argarabo?
What time is it? 4:55? A couple hours.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
I'm kidding.
Sense of humor. I like that.
Yeah.
In your dream scenario, we go to the sex club, pay your cover charge. You're in with me and my girl. Drinks are flowing, and we go over from the bar side to the sex side. We get a private room. Curtains open or closed, who knows? Three of us. What would you like to happen?
Well, someone else is going to have to make the first move because I'm going to be really nervous at first. But I think once, like, the drinks start flowing and I'm a little more comfortable, I can be kind of aggressive. So I think a little bit of being submissive and dominant might work for me.
Okay. All right. Very nice.
Are you talking about, like, whips and chains here?
I don't think so.
Oh, God, no.
I don't think that extreme, no.
No.
What do you consider yourself, Drew? Are you a sub or a dom?
Neither. I think I'm what they call a switch.
So you do both?
A switch. Yeah, sure. I mean, I it depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm in the mood to like be like, take that. And then some of them like,
oh, God.
somewhere in between those. Okay, so you said you've never been with a girl before.
Right.
Have you ever made out with a girl before?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Like, girls are like, oh, I've never been with a girl. But I mean, I've made out with them. Like, guys are like.
Yeah, hey.
Okay, so you made out. So would you make out with her private parts?
Oh,
I didn't know a classier way to say that.
Yeah.
But there is no classier way to say that.
There really isn't.
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's very selfish.
I don't think I could.
Would you make out with Drew's?
Yes.
Ooh. Make out with my private parts, but not hers.
Who cares about hers?
I care about hers. They're my favorite private parts.
I'm trying to work for you here.
Thank you. So like you and my girl start making out, and then she takes care of you. You're going to be like, sorry, I don't do that.
It depends on how much alcohol is involved. It has to be, like, really comfortable, I think.
Entire bottle of 151 Bacardi. No. Let's assume you're pretty darn stinking drunk, and then she takes care of you, and then, you know, it's time to pay the piper, if you will, and you're drunk, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Okay.
I think she really wants to hook up with you, and it's a added bonus that your girlfriend will be with you.
Have you seen my girlfriend and have you seen me in person?
I have.
Okay, both me and my girlfriend.
Yes, at the same time. Okay. You're both there.
Okay, where was this?
This was at LBC, I think.
Okay, all right. We've been there for a couple of Pitbull toddler gigs.
Yeah.
All right, very interesting. And you know, my girlfriend's thing is sometimes she wants to watch me with another girl, and you'd be okay being that girl?
100%.
Interesting. All right.
You're not going to go catching feelings and be all crazy after he lays the pipe to you?
Thank you, Promo John, for asking the question that was on. I should have been on my mind.
We didn't think about the pipe question.
Did not think about the pipe laying and the craziness that would ensue afterwards. Promise you're not going to catch feelings?
Oh, promise.
That's what they always say.
Yeah, don't they? And then there's a rabbit on your stove, and then Glenn Close.
You the rabbit.
I mean, let her catch feelings. She listens to the show, and she wants to hook up with you.
Right. I mean, the feelings are okay. I want to be forthright in that I'm not going to leave my girlfriend. I'm not going to cheat on my girlfriend. I'm always going to be with my girlfriend.
Rules are understood, and Seth, you're giving really bad advice.
Oh.
About what?
Oh, goodness.
About letting me catch feelings.
Oh, so okay.
I didn't know I was giving advice, but thank you for the critique.
All right, here we go.
You're welcome.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, thank you. Nice to hear from you.
Is this going to happen?
And I would say this has a pretty good chance of happening. You know,
you haven't even seen her, though.
Oh, I have. I know who she is.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh.
I protect her identity.
Oh.
So, like, what's the deal?
I think she's super cute.
She could be the one.
You could be the one. All right. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank you guys. Have a good day.
You too. I'll tell you during the break.
That was mysterious how that ended. Mm-hmm. 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 Does she work here?
No. No, she does not work here.
Would you seriously consider her being a third?
Yeah. I mean, it's up to my girlfriend.
Okay.
She doesn't seem to turn too many things down.
Who, my girlfriend?
Yeah. Like, has there been a girl that you were ready to go for and she was like, no?
There hasn't even been a girl I've been ready to go for yet.
Exactly.
So, no. I mean, she trusts me, but I want her to really be in the girl. Like, I want her to go like, damn, that girl's hot. I don't want her to just be like, yeah, that'd be okay.
We've talked to a few women over the last few months that are interested in hooking up with you and your girlfriend, but Jamie seemed like she'd be ready to do it right now.
Well, then let's do it right now.